This is CliffCentral.com.
George is here, so it's time for us to wrap up this Friday morning.
Hello, George.
Hello, Leon.
What's happening, George?
Leon.
George is going to a track day with Leanne today.
Yes.
Exciting stuff.
Yep.
Right. So I had to wear a jacket today just for you.
All right.
I didn't wear one for you.
I see that.
All right, so what's happening?
Well, anti-speeding software, built-in breathalyzers for European motorists. So if you get bussed drinking and driving in Europe, from 2022, you will be forced to install a breathalyzer in your car, which means that you can't. The car won't start unless you blow into this.
I think that the unforeseen consequence of all of this is going to be they're going to make cars less safe.
That's also very
true. The whole reason they've made them safe is because of idiots, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you stop idiots, then cars don't need to be as safe. You watch those
vehicles. That is a really long stretch.
I'm telling you that the vehicle manufacturers will find that it is cheaper to make unsafe cars. And now that everyone's being breathalyzed, they don't need to make the cars safe. I'm telling you.
Dion,
tell me that's not a good plot twist.
I think it's fiction, that's for sure.
Well, what's not fiction is they're also considering installing software that stops the car from speeding. But if you push your foot on the accelerator hard, you can override the software that intelligently stops the speeding.
It's pointless.
It's pointless, exactly.
It's like what we've got now.
A governor.
Yes.
You could set an upper speed limit on most cars.
Yes.
I mean, Gugu's nodding his head because he's like, what, this is obvious.
Not cruise control. It's speed limiting.
Yeah.
What's cruise control?
Cruise control is where you set the speed that you want to keep going at. What is wrong with you? Do you even know how? Do you know where your?
Have you seen my car?
Do you know where the key
even
goes?
Even I know that.
Do you know where the key goes?
It doesn't
in your
even
car?
Have a USB port.
Oh,
that's important.
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 Oh, I get it.
Jeez, I'm so embarrassed. Dion Mayer sitting here has to listen to this stupidity.
Oh, sorry.
This man woke up early this morning. Come and listen to this.
I thought that was pretty smart.
Thank you very much, Dion. Thank you.
All right. What else, George?
So there are solar roadways being developed, and it's made of glass, and it has the texture of asphalt.
Okay.
This solar roadway can handle the weight of a semi-truck, can be installed with LED lights so you never have to paint road markings.
Very good.
Hmm.
And can also potentially in the future charge electric cars.
Oh, that's clever.
And therefore Leanne wouldn't need that USB port after all.
After all.
Maybe I can charge your cell phone at the same time.
Okay, but you say it can handle the weight of a semi-truck, but what if a... Because you know we would break it in this country,
in
right?
In this country we'd break it because...
Take us 2 days.
Just our overloaded taxis would break it.
Have you seen the trailers on those taxis?
And one of those abnormal loads would come down the highway and just smash the solar road to pieces.
And what if there's no electricity to power the lights that are the road markings?
All right. You know what? Let's stop being negative.
This is solar, Leanne.
Oh, I see.
Sia's laughing at you. You must know how bad things
She's
are.
She's laughing with
Eskom
me.
Does not control the sun, believe it or not.
More is the pity. Of course, the sun would have a break every now and then. Okay, what else is going on?
Do you remember the Honda Prelude?
Yes.
Honda Prelude. So the Honda Prelude was Honda's flagship little sports car.
I remember the Honda Ballade.
Yes.
Honda Ballade.
Yes, so the Honda Prelude. So most cars have a lever to put the backrest down on the left-hand side, right?
Yes.
So now the Honda Prelude was the only car in Japan with the lever to put the seat backward on the center or the center part of the seat.
Oh, in the middle.
In the middle. So this car did really well in places like America and Europe,
yes.
But it was an absolute failure in Japan, where the car was made.
You're telling me people wouldn't buy it just because it couldn't put the seat down on the side?
Well, this is the reason.
Amazing.
Because Japan called it the pervert lever.
How so?
Because they reckoned that when people want to have sex in the car, the person in the passenger seat didn't have a choice to pull the lever.
Oh,
because the driver could.
The driver would just reach over and do it for them.
Exactly. And this is a real story. It was called the pervert lever, and the car failed because of this lever.
But it did fine in the rest of the world.
In the rest of the world.
Don't feel too bad, Honda, you perverts.
And that's it for this week, Gareth.
See, Dion, that's the kind of detail, right, that you would put in a novel.
Absolutely.
Honda Prelude with its pervert lever.
Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine someone pulling that lever just as the shot goes off and a life is saved? I mean, that's
exactly.
A
see, drama. There we go. There's a safety mechanism.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah.
Your George. Mind must be exhaust you. Like reading a normal news story must be like a whole plot in your head.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's gathering information all the time. It's fantastic. Well, George, thank you very much.
You're
as always, terrific stuff from George Meany, and you can find out more if you listen to Cliff Central on a Monday. We have Auto Central, where there's a much longer time. There's more bandwidth for George to share all his interesting stories. They have great guests on that show, too, and we'll give you the latest in the world of motoring.
This is CliffCentral.com.